This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal health officials have issued new guidance saying fully vaccinated Americans can get together indoors without wearing masks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
The guidance comes as more adults get vaccinated and wonder what that means, if they can visit family or shop or travel.
These new recommendations are an important first step in our efforts to resume everyday activities in our community.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the guidance notes even unvaccinated people who are not high risk can gather indoors without masks with those who are vaccinated, meaning, for example, grandparents can see their grandkids. But the guidance also continues discouraging travel, which may be confusing for vaccinated Americans who now want to hit the road to see family. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And we're talking about the air, too, as AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains. The White House is being urged to help create a standardized travel certificate to show that someone has been vaccinated for COVID-19.
Various groups are working on developing so-called vaccine passports aimed at allowing more travel. But airlines fear a smattering of regional credentials would cause confusion. So the leading airline trade organizations, business groups, even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, are calling on the Biden administration to help put together travel health credentials. But they oppose a requirement of a vaccination before people could travel.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. About 1,000 anti-coup protesters in Myanmar emerged cautiously onto Mandalay Street Tuesday, carrying homemade shields bearing the symbol of the free three-fingered salute, the adopted symbol of defiance there.